Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For the next half hour, we continue to feature the women of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from Mary Jane Girls, Chris Clark, Thelma Houston, The Supremes, Bonnie Poynton, Barbara McNair, Tammy Terrell, and the Andantes. So first up this half hour, Mary Jane Girls, and In My House, right here on Motown Memories.
Hey!
Thelma Houston with their smash hit Don't Leave Me This Way, number one in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1977. Before that, Chris Clark and Love's Gone Bad, number 41 in the United States Rhythm and Blues Charts from 1966. And we start with Mary Jane Girls and In My House, number 7 from 1985. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, The Supremes featuring Diana Ross and In and Out of Love. Well, In and Out of Love was the second single issued with the group's new billing of Diana Ross's Supremes. And the single was written and produced by that great Motown production and writing team in the 1960s, Holland, Dozier & Holland. And it was the last single to feature the vocals of original Supremes member Florence Ballard. Well, by the time of the recording of In and Out of Love, the Supremes had become the most successful American musical group of all time, with 10 number one pop singles on the Billboard Hot 100 charts to their credit. And in the midst of this success, conflicts between Supremes members Diana Ross, Florence Ballard, and Mary Wilson arose. Well, Ballard was uneasy about the group's direction and felt her role was being reduced to the group that she helped found. Well, in July 1967, Motown Chief Executive Officer Berry Gordy had fired Florence Ballard, replacing her with Cindy Birdsong of Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells fame. Well, 1 week after her dismissal, the vocals of Ballard and fellow member Mary Wilson were overdubbed by in-house session singers The Adantes and multi-tracked for the final single. Well, here is In and Out of Love, Diana Ross the Supreme, right here on Motown.
Makes me love you more each day, and your arms I wanna see.
Bonnie Pointer with Heaven Must Have Sent You, and then reached number 11 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1979, and we started with the Supremes in And I Love, number 9 from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring the women of Motown. Well, coming up, Barbara McNair, and You're Gonna Love My Baby, right here on Motown Memories.
Although it may surprise you, I've come here to advise you to be there when he needs you, go on where he leads you. I was a fool to hurt him, so wrong to just desert him. Life's not the same without him. Something warm about him. You're gonna love my I was there once, had his love to share once. When the world upsets you, his arms will come to get you. And every time you kiss him, you know why I miss him.
Tom at Motormemories at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Adantes and Like a Nightmare. It didn't chart but was recorded and released in 1964. And the Adantes were featured on many, many 45s with many Motown artists in the 1960s as a backup group. Before that, Tammy Terrell and This Old Heart of Mine Is Weak for You, an Isley Brothers smash hit. Her version of the song reached number 67 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1966. And we start with Barbara McNair, didn't chart, but You're Gonna Love My Baby, recorded and released in 1965. For this hour, we featured the women of Motown. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.